What is technology for? A lot of us use it for entertainment, productivity, or convenience, but its world-changing potential is still largely untapped, according to Marha Hoke, author of the new book, Tech for Good: Imagine Solving the World's Greatest Challenges. Marha is a 3-time CEO, chair, and board member, and a global thought leader on sustainable business and capital. In her book, she presents 75 real-life business cases of companies from all over the world who are using technology to help solve problems like climate change, biodiversity loss, inequality, and poverty. Here's Marha with 5 big ideas from the book.
Hi, my name is Marha Hoke. I'm a 3-time CEO, currently board member and chair, and author of several, I'm proud to say, Golden Awarded best-selling books on sustainable business. Over the last 20 years, I had the privilege to lead, chair, or be on the board of international companies. And from that experience came a growing sense that business should not have a negative impact in ecological, social, or in governance sense. I learned from experience by setting up new businesses, transforming business models and supply chains, and co-creating with clients that business can actually be the opposite. It can be a force for good, and as such, in the whole ESG transformation, be a part of the solution rather than the problem. When the United Nations developed the Sustainable Development Goals in 2015, I saw that as a huge opportunity for business, since in the end, there will be no business in a collapsing world. As a consequence, I launched the vision and the book of the $1 trillion shift, which illustrates how engaging with these goals, regardless of the sector or the size of the company, businesses can unlock new market potential the size of $12 trillion, as we have calculated with the Business Commission. My new book builds on that shared value approach and sheds light on the crucial crossroad we find ourselves at currently. As we step over the threshold in the fourth industrial revolution, we enter an era in which we need to dramatically accelerate and scale up our efforts to create a more sustainable world. At this pivotal moment in time, we have a choice. This book, Tech for Good, is about that choice, about the direction we choose. Technology in itself is neutral. We, as humans, give it meaning. How we choose to apply it defines us, our future, and ultimately the future of our world. Our global challenges, such as climate change, inequality, poverty, and biodiversity, are pressing and cause huge risks around the world. Taking into account that we have a long way to go, but very little time, my book and the vision behind it urges to choose technology to benefit the greater good instead of damaging it. The book tells the story how tech for good can be applied by businesses around the world and in every single business sector. It shares how we can choose a new direction and how tech for good can actually create a better world for us all. In this book bite, I'll share 5 big ideas of the book. The first big idea: the potential of fourth industrial revolution's technologies to accelerate progress as to overcome global challenges is huge. Technology, when harnessed for good, will accelerate progress on achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, the 17 global goals we have set out for ourselves, like eradicating poverty, beating climate change, limiting inequality, and so on. We, being 193 countries and many businesses around the world, have agreed to these goals as well as the timeline of 2015 to 2030. More than 2/3 of these goals, to be more precise, 119 of the 169 targets that together deliver the 17 goals, can directly benefit from advanced technologies, if we develop technology to serve that purpose. With only a fraction of these SDGs on track, as we are over the halfway point to 2030, and knowing that breakthroughs in new technologies unleash unprecedented opportunities to accelerate progress on these goals, we have to decide to leverage technology for good. These technologies can even allow us to make up for lost time and bring us back on track to achieve the goals we committed ourselves to. Second big idea. Technology in itself is neutral, and it is up to us to decide to use it as a force for good. We tend to blame technology when we are confronted with drones being used in wars, when we see AI is being used to merely serve the self-interest of a handful of large companies or entrepreneurs, when we feel like data are being used against us. In all those and many other cases, we are inclined to blame technology. Yet, it is important to realize that technology itself is not the problem. Technology actually has no overall meaning on its own. It's neutral, you could say. Its effects are driven by human choices and actions. They direct the future of tech and ultimately the world. So we need to look at ourselves. We need to be courageous and dare to question our own actions and motivations. What are our own individual values? What is our collective view on the purpose of technology? And what do we actually consider to be progress? We as humans hold the key and responsibility to repurpose technology to create a better world for us all. We need to aim for an ethical, positive impact-driven approach to technology instead of applying it in ways that are predominantly damaging people and the planet or serve no purpose at all. Third big idea. A foundation of trust is a prerequisite to seize the value of tech for good. Obviously, for technology to significantly contribute to our sustainable development goals, it needs to scale up. A firm foundation of trust is key to leverage technology's sustainable impact. Here, we have a huge challenge. There are at least two forms of trust to consider. First, the mechanical trust, as we call it, which refers to the trust we have of the technology to be able to deliver its functions. This form of trust is high and even growing, as research shows. People by now trust algorithms often more than they trust themselves. That is very different, though, if we consider the second form of trust, relational trust, as scientists call it. Now we refer to trust in technology's intentions and trust in the intentions of those applying the technology. That form of trust is at an all-time low, as it fell down heavily over the last years. Many people are extremely worried about fake news, cybercrime, privacy, and most especially in home devices. We spend a lot of time and attention contemplating and blaming technology, dooming it, fearing it. But unfortunately, that comes to the expense of actually restoring that trust. It won't surprise you, we need to turn the tide. Trust needs to be restored in order for the benefits of tech for good to be seized. That's not only a business responsibility, but the entire public-private ecosystem around technology needs to change. There's no other option, though, than to use technology ethically and responsibly moving forward. And so we need to strike the right balance among profitability, sustainability, and trust. Fourth big idea. Radical moonshot innovations will drive the tech for good movement. Advanced technologies can support incremental innovation, but their true value is realized through radical innovation that breaks away from the status quo and catapults us into a new era of sustainable progress. Alphabet X, the moonshot factory, mentions we should not settle for 10% improvement, but that we should aim for 10 times improvement. Of course, we need both forms of innovation, as development and implementation of moonshots take a lot of time, and 10% of a big number does help. But we need to shift more focus towards radical innovation. Moonshot innovations refer to the approach of choosing huge challenges like climate change as a starter point, and then propose radical solution using advanced technologies. The concept of the moonshot derives from the Apollo 11 spaceflight project that landed the first human on the moon in 1969. Solving climate change, hunger, poverty, and the other global goals could be perceived as the ultimate moonshot challenges of all time. Fifth big idea. Tech for good demands a multi-stakeholder approach. Harnessing the power of technology for good will require a multi-stakeholder approach, as we need active engagement for many actors to achieve this transition. No single agent, whether a business, government, civil society, academic, or anyone else, can do it alone. Collaborations and coalitions will be key to success, as well as innovation in society. In this context, although Tech for Good is about technological and scientific innovation, true scaling and advancement is determined even more by social innovation. From businesses to governments, NGOs to entrepreneurs, we all hold a collective responsibility together. Those were the five big ideas of the book. The book has a subtitle, which is Imagine Solving the World's Greatest Challenges. The word imagine is important because Tech for Good is a book of hope. Hope that I can help the readers to imagine what we can do and what we can achieve, instead of focusing too much on what we cannot do. Because technology can be our biggest ally in the so needed transition to a better world for us all. Tech for Good is in that sense so much more than just a popular hashtag. It will be a global movement. I hope you'll join, and that the first step is to read the book. Thank you so much for allowing me to share the five big ideas on Tech for Good.
Thank you, Marha. That was Marha Hoke with five key insights from Tech for Good, Imagine Solving the World's Greatest Challenges. You might also like our book bite for Convergence, Technology, Business, and the Human-Centric Future by Deborah Westfall. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.